able to testify that I was here.
You're doing this?
Yeah, I thought it was going. Is it not going?
No. It did. It started, but didn't extend.
The Utah Open Public Meetings Act requires of local government entities and how to fulfill those requirements.
Our auditor Dugal was very happy.
The Open and Public Meetings Act recognizes that governing bodies exist to conduct the people's business. It contains provisions designed to help ensure that an entity's actions and deliberations are conducted openly. In order to understand what the Open and Public Meetings Act requires, it is first important to understand what the Act considers an open meeting. An open and public meeting is when the majority of a governing body meets to discuss or act upon the business of the entity. Public meetings include workshops and executive sessions, but do not include chance or social meetings. A public hearing is the portion of an open meeting at which members of the public are provided with a reasonable opportunity to comment on the subject of the hearing. If necessary, the governing body may limit speaking time. Public hearings are required when an entity imposes or increases a tax or fee or adopts a budget. An electronic meeting is a public meeting convened over the phone or by other electronic means. A governing body may convene an electronic meeting only if they have adopted a resolution, rule, or ordinance governing the use of electronic meetings. Under this Act, all meetings must be open to the public unless the meeting is closed to discuss one of the following: the character, competence, or health of an individual, the deployment of security personnel, devices, or systems, collective bargaining issues, pending or reasonably imminent litigation, the purchase, sale, lease of real property, including any form of water right or shares, if an open discussion would prevent the entity from completing the transaction on the best possible terms, investigative proceedings regarding allegations of criminal misconduct, and finally, discussion of information that is required to be maintained as private or protected by the Utah Procurement Code, including trade secrets.
Trade secrets?
A closed meeting may be held only upon the affirmative vote of two-thirds of the governing body members present at a public meeting. During a closed meeting, a governing body may not do any of the following: interview a person applying to fill an elected position, discuss filling a midterm vacancy or temporary absence, discuss the character, professional
competency.
You didn't move the mouse.
I know. I'm sorry.
The mouse.
Competence or physical or mental health of the person whose name was submitted for consideration to fill a midterm vacancy or temporary absence, or approve or pass any ordinance, resolution, rule, regulation, contract, or appointment. If a meeting is closed to discuss the character, competence, or health of an individual, or the deployment of security personnel, devices, or systems, then the person presiding shall sign a sworn, written statement affirming that the sole purpose for closing the meeting was to discuss one of these issues. In these cases, no recording or written minutes are required. However, if a closed meeting is held for any other reason, the closed portion of the meeting must be recorded, and detailed written minutes may be kept. Both the recording and written minutes of a closed meeting are considered protected records.
Good luck with that.
The governing body may call an emergency meeting to discuss an urgent matter due to unforeseen circumstances. In order to hold an emergency meeting, 1, best notice practical of the time, location, and topics to be considered must be given. 2, an attempt to contact all governing body members must be made. And 3, a majority of the governing body members must approve the meeting. The Open and Public Meetings Act imposes certain notice requirements on local government entities. Entities that hold regular meetings which are scheduled in advance over the course of a year, need to give public notice at least once a year of their meeting schedule. This notice must include a date, time.
We got it covered in the minutes. We've done it.
Yeah, that's true.
And place of the meetings. For entities that do not hold regular meetings, the governing body must give at least 24 hours public notice specifying the date, time, and place. All meetings, whether regularly scheduled in advance over the course of a year or scheduled as needed, must provide no less than 24 hours notice of meeting agenda. The method of providing public notice for meetings and agenda depends upon whether public hearing will be held during a portion of the meeting. It is important to distinguish between notice requirements for regular meetings and notice requirements for a meeting that will include a public hearing.
Moving the projects up the list.
Yeah, you get funded first.
All right. Count on that.
If a public hearing is going to be held, the notice must be published in at least one issue of a newspaper.
I'm coming.
If a newspaper of general circulation is not available, then written notice should be posted in three public places.
We're going to check on your attendance, Commissioner.
For regular meetings, an entity is only required to notify a local media correspondent and does not need to pay for the notice if the newspaper chooses not to publish it. Additionally, for public hearings, notice generally must be given at least 7 days prior to the meeting.
What's his last name?
Harvey.
For both regular meetings and public hearings, written notice must be posted at the principal office of the governing body, or, if no such office exists, at the location where the meeting is to be held.
I can tell you were focused on economic development, and you kind of
governing bodies are required to post notice of a public meeting on the Utah Public Notice website. By posting on the website and providing the email of the newspaper or local media correspondent, governing bodies meet the requirement to notify a newspaper or local media correspondent. However, all other notice requirements for a public hearing, such as publishing notices in a newspaper, still apply. Typically, posting on the Utah Public Notice website is done by a clerk or secretary. However, it is the responsibility of the governing body to ensure this requirement is being properly met. The public notice website is administered by Utah State Archives, who has prepared a training manual and quick guide for owners and posters, as well as training sessions that may be accessed on their website at archives.utah.gov. Public meeting agendas must include the following: topics to be considered, reasonably specified, and each topic listed under an agenda item on the meeting agenda. The governing body may not consider a topic in an open meeting that was not on the agenda. If a new topic that was not on the agenda is raised by the public during an open meeting, the governing body may discuss the topic. However, final action may not be taken on the new topic during that meeting. If your entity is increasing a fee or undergoing truth in taxation, please be aware that there are additional notice and posting requirements. For help in these areas, please carefully study applicable laws or consult with your legal advisor. In addition to notice requirements, the Open and Public Meetings Act imposes certain requirements on the information that must be recorded during a meeting and shared afterward with the public. Meeting minutes and an audio recording need to be kept for all open meetings with limited exceptions. When a meeting, whether open or closed, is required to be recorded, the recording must be complete and unedited. It must include all portions of the meeting from the commencement through the adjournment. Recordings of open meetings must be made available to the public for listening within 3 days of the meeting. Every entity needs to establish and implement procedures for the governing body's approval of the written minutes of each meeting. Pending minutes are written minutes of an open meeting that have been prepared in draft form and are subject to change before being approved by the governing body. Pending minutes must contain a clear indication, such as a draft or pending watermark, that the governing body has not yet approved the minutes, or that the minutes are subject to change until they have been approved. After holding an open meeting, an entity must to make the pending meeting minutes available to the public within 30 days. Approved minutes are written minutes of an open meeting that have been approved by the governing body. Approved minutes of an open meeting are the official record of the meeting and must be made available to the public within 3 business days. Whoever is responsible for taking the minutes during meetings needs to be familiar with what the Utah Open and Public Meetings Act requires be contained in the minutes. When a governing body closes a meeting, the following must be publicly announced and entered into the minutes of the open meeting at which the closed meeting was approved. The reason or reasons for holding the closed meeting, the location where the closed meeting will be held, and the vote of each member of the governing body, either for or against the motion to go into closed session. The recording and any written minutes of a closed meeting need to include the date, time, and location of the meeting, the names of the governing body's members present and absent, and the names of all others present, except for where disclosure would infringe upon the confidentiality necessary to fulfill the original purpose of closing the meeting.
Have you ever driven down to like Southern Utah as the commissioners? And does that constitute a...
Great job. You've now finished the Open and Public Meetings Act video. You're ready to move on to the video evaluation.
Legislative or action, like a contract.
Woo!
You can sit.
Wow, thank you. Wow. We have done it.
Oh, yeah, thanks.
Oh, it's over already?
Thank you very much.
I hope.